There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, back at Bomber Stadium, about ready to get this one underway. The Bombers in the blue home uniforms, white numerals, white pants, and the gold trim. Marion in their white road uniforms. They've got numbers that are impossible to see. They're like gold color with red outlines. That silver goldish color on that white. Doesn't show up real well, does it?
We fun to try to read tonight.
What's it called? Oh, pewter, Sonny says. He's up on his colors. Here's the kickoff taken by Logan Walker out across the 20, 25, across the 30, at the 32-yard line. That's where Mount Home will start with their first possession of the evening.
It's a good field position right off. They'll start at their
32. So we'll see the Mount Home offense to start the ball game from their own 32-yard line. They'll work left to right in the first quarter of action. Homecoming night here in Mountain Home. Double wing for Mountain Home. Motion comes to the near side. Hand off to the fullback. Well played by Marion. They had a six on the line. They were ready for that one as Tatum DeShears takes it straight ahead and gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
The second down and 10.
No gain on the play.
They kind of sniffed that one out. They were right there waiting on it.
They've got actually six down linemen. Then they walk a couple of corners up. Then they got one linebacker and a couple of safeties. 11 in the box. Handoff left side goes to Walker. Walker breaks the line of scrimmage. He's into the clear left side of the 50. The 45, the 40, being chased from behind. Big run knocked out of bounds near the 30 of Marion. And a big play for Logan Walker on second down.
Walker did a great job right there. Just finding a seam on the left-hand side. Found a little opening, and Walker's got a little speed on him, Brad.
40-yard gain for Logan Walker. And one thing, as I was talking, they had so many men in the box. Once he got past the line of scrimmage, he had a lot of room.
That's right. Once he got out there in the open grass, he took off.
So first down for Mountain Home at the 28-yard line of Marion. And we got movement up front, and it looks like the Patriots, yep, they'll be whistled for the penalty. So Mountain Home gets 5 free yards with the offsides.
Job looking like changing up the snap count a little bit right there, using the advantage. They're going to need everything going in their favor tonight.
That is one thing that Brian talked about in his show tonight, is the fact that they've noticed how aggressive they are on the defensive line, and that's something they plan on tonight, is using some different snap counts to try to get them. It worked right there.
Yeah, it did. Play it to their advantage right off.
First and 5 now for Mountain Home at the 23. Inside handoff, and it's going to be Bashir's. Gets a yard or two on the play.
21-yard line.
They'll mark him right at the 20, so pick up a 3. So second and 2 coming up here for Mountain Home. 10:48 left in the opening quarter, just getting started from Bomber Stadium. Homecoming 2019. Bombers working from the far hash. Still out of this double wing offense we've seen the last several weeks. Motion, and the inside handoff is Bashir's again. Bashir's has a first down run to about the 17-yard line. The Bombers will move the chains again.
They really like this double wing, Brad. It looks like they're really setting in there. You know, kind of puts a man on a man and lets them try to go and just go to work. And they're moving the football and doing a great job at it.
Pick up a 4 to the 16, so the second first down of the opening drive for Mountain Home. First down, Bombers at the 16 with 10:04 left in this opening quarter. Stockton will give it inside once again, and It'll be about a two-yard pickup for Bogey, who was in a fullback that time. Second and eight coming up.
Yard line. He's second and eight. Brown was there for the Patriots.
You know, doing a good job getting a hat on a hat here. On the offensive line, you know, in some of the games in the past, we've seen a lot of penetration. But the offensive line seems like they're doing a really good job of keeping them out of the backfield right now.
Here comes the second down play, and ball's on the ground, and Marion thinks they have it with no indication. They do. The turnover, and Marion comes up with the football as Mountain Home turns it over on the third down, on the second down play.
And it looked like Brad there, he never got the handoff. It looks like it bounced right off and just rolled right out from underneath.
Boy, that's unfortunate. That was a good opening drive for Mountain Home. They moved the ball down to the 14-yard line before the turnover.
It was. You hate that, you know, that killing momentum when you're down there in your red zone.
So now we see this Marion offense for the first time. Daedric Kale is the quarterback. Anthony Price, the talented running back. From about the 16, Kale dropping straight back, looking to pass, looking long right side down the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. They're right under the chute. They looked Slate Webb's way, who's playing his first game since coming back from that broken collarbone suffered in week one. They tried to get him involved early, and the pass was over his head. So second down coming up here for the Patriots with 9:13 left here in the opening quarter. Adam Sorrell on the coverage that time for Mountain Home. Here's a jump pass right side, complete. Price, the running back, has it up the right side. First down across the 30, across the 40, and he's going to be out to about the 42-yard line and a first down for the Patriots.
Well, you weren't lying, Brad. Price is a shifty running back. He's got some quick speed there on the corner. You know, that the running back quarterback combo back there looks to be real explosive.
24-yard pickup brings up first down now for the Patriots. Quick with the offensive pace. Complete pass right side. A quick screen and into the secondary. 30, 25, 20, 15. And tripping up, just missing a touchdown for the Patriots is going to be the receiver. I believe that was Hunt. No. Looks like two, doesn't it, Sonny? There's not two on the roster. It must have been eight. It was Slade Webb. All right. Goes to the 15-yard line. Complete pass this side to Hunt, and Hunt is going to make it into the end zone for the touchdown. A 15-yard touchdown pass from Daedric Kale to Hunt. And, boy, Marion makes quick work on their opening drive of the ball game.
That they did. We knew their quarterback would be impressive, but great little throw there. Almost kind of looked like one of Mahomes' little jump passes there.
He did, didn't it? Yeah. Yep. 8:43 left in this opening quarter. Here's the extra point, and it is good. So with 8:43 left in the opening quarter, we'll break. It's Marion 7, Mountain Home nothing. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit keeparkansasbeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, here comes the ensuing kickoff. It is an onside kick, And, boy, I tell you what, one of the Bombers got laid out, and there's going to be a penalty on this. Kev, is Dylan Pausch, who fielded the onside kick, and he got way laid right there at the 49-yard line. And I think they're going to get this penalty maybe for leading with the helmet.
Yeah, leading with the helmet. There might be somebody ejected here, Brad. He led with that head. He hit him before the ball got there, and, I mean, there's just no there's no sense in that.
Waiting for the official indication. The ball's at the 48. Personal foul against Marion. So the 49 is where they're going to mark the penalty off from. So this is going to move it down to the 36-yard line. Second penalty of the night against Marion for a total of 20 yards. That Marion drive to start the game, four plays, 82 yards, and one of those plays was an incompletion. They basically covered 82 yards in three plays.
Did it in a hurry. But you know what? This onside kick is going to set up some really great field position for the Bombers here. We saw some momentum early with the offense, so let's see if they can put it together and put it in the end zone here.
Hershberger, Walker, Bashir's in the backfield for Mountain Home, and it's Bashir's the fullback that gets it, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. No gain on the play.
Second down. And 10.
We saw the Bombers doing a good job up front of that first drive. Boy, they got some penetration. Marion did that play.
Yeah, they did. And then the cornerback, Brandon Hayes, come from the end there and make that tackle. He's quick. I sniffed that out.
8:15 left opening quarter, 7-0. Marion with the lead. Second and 10 now for the Bombers at the Marion 36-yard line. Handoff comes near side, immediately hit as Hershberger breaks the tackle, gets into the secondary, up the right sideline, knocked out of bounds near the 10-yard line. First down for Mountain Home coming up. And again, that's twice we've seen now where once the running back clears the line of scrimmage, Tobias, there's a lot of room there, but they've got so many guys that playing up tight.
They got somebody there on the first level. You're absolutely right, Brad. Once he breaks that first level of playing, there's just not a whole lot of people back there. That's good. That's a good sign for the Bombers. And, man, what a great run by Hershberger. But it looks like we got a player down.
We do. That's Quentin Brill, who is just into the starting lineup tonight, replacing one of the other injured Bombers, and he is down. So while they tend to him, we'll take a break. 7:55 left in this opening quarter. 7-0 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
7:55 left in this opening quarter. Brill helped to the sideline.
You know, that makes it difficult, Brad, because you've already got an offensive line that's pretty banged up, you know, and now with Brill going down, you know, hate that on the 11-yard line, you know.
Tate Pinka goes into that right guard position. It's first down at the 11 for Mountain Home. And again, it's Tate Bashir is going left side. And Bashir is going to take it inside the 10 to about the 8. Gain of about 3 on the play.
That's good. You never know. You know, when you have some shakeup on the offensive line out there, somebody's going to be able to come in and just pick up. And good movement right there. Picked up a couple yards on it.
Bombers had good drive on their opening possession. Got to the 14 before they lost a fumble. Marion took just four plays to go 82 yards. And then Mountain Home recovers the onside kick, and they've got the ball inside the 10. It's second down and 7 from the 8. Inside handoff again. This is, I believe it was Bashir's that wound up with it, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Walk-on to carry.
Was it Walker, Sonny? All right, it was Logan Walker. So no gain on the play, still at the 8-yard line. Under 7 minutes left in this opening quarter, and let's see what Mountain Home does on third down now.
Marion continues to load up the box. We've got 7-8 guys on the on the line of scrimmage.
Cooper Wilson into the ball game now. He'll go in at that right guard position. Handoff comes to the near side. This is Hershberger. He's going to find his way down to about the 6-yard line. So now fourth down at about 5 here for this Mountain Home offense.
And
looks like the field goal team will come on.
Fourth down and 5.
Fourth and 1, fourth and 2, maybe fourth and 5. Yeah, this post.
You want to try to get some points here. I think this is a good call.
So Carlos Cardenas will come in and attempt the field goal. This is going to be a 23-yard field goal attempt. Good snap. The kick is on the way. Kick is long enough. Squeezes it through the left upright, and it's good. 5:53 left in this opening quarter. It's 7-3. Marion with the lead. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
My son's lungs aren't his lungs. They originally belonged to someone else. Somebody who was large or small, young or old. Somebody who was caring and noble and generous. I know, because when you become an organ and tissue donor, you have the potential to save up to 8 lives. So whoever that ordinary, extraordinary person is, they're beautiful, just like my son. Save 8, donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
5:53 left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home with some points on the board, 7-3. Marion with the lead. And Cardenas will kick off here for Mountain Home. Grays and Phillips back deep. It's a high pooch kick, short kick. And the Bombers, they're going to get a kick interference call here. The flag's on the play. Mountain Home's recovered the football, but there's going to be an interference call against Mountain Home as they hit the receiver as he was trying to catch the ball. And
I don't know how there could be a call because he didn't make a sign that there was a fair catch sign at all. I mean, not one that I saw.
Officials are talking about it. Mountain Home recovered it at the 35. The foul occurred at about the 37. That's where the flag is. Officials are still talking about it.
Still figuring it out, yeah.
Yep.
And you kind of go back to the onside kick before that, Brad. You don't wonder if that's maybe just a little bit of payback.
Uh-huh.
Because they lit one of our guys up pretty good. And I know as a coach it's hard to sit there and watch your guy get stroked like that. And, you know, that might have been a little payback in that.
Officials are still talking. Now we're going to get the indication, and it is interference against Mountain Home. So the
– I think they're saying the same thing I did. They didn't see him signal for the fair catch. And so they thought he was fair game
uh-huh.
and played so appropriately.
So they'll mark the penalty off from the spot of the foul, and that's going to move the ball. Still have a spot of the football. They're going to re-kick it. I believe we're going to re-kick this, and they'll just back up. There's a penalty apparently assessed on the kick now. That's what they're doing. We're backing it up to the 25-yard kickoff again now. So Mountain Home will have to kick the football again, and Marion's going to wind up with pretty good field position.
Yeah, unless he gets a hold of one here. That's It's definitely going to make the kickoff a little more difficult. I would be willing to bet you probably don't want to give this returner too much room and space.
No. We know they've got speed. Mm-hmm. You want to kick it away from anybody that can catch the football. So Cardenas will kick it from the 25-yard line now. First penalty of the night against Mountain Home. Still 5:42 left in this opening quarter. 7-3, Marion leads it. Same high pooch kick. It's going to go out of bounds. And Marion
is out of bounds at about the 45.
It's about the 44, 45-yard line where the ball goes out of bounds. So Marion's going to have good field position to start this drive with 5:42 left in the opening quarter. Tobias, that Bomber defense kind of shell-shocked that first drive. They've got to get adjusted here and figure a way to slow down this Marion offense.
You're right, Brad. They're going to have to make some adjustments here because they scored quick and fast. And, you know, like we talked about, Price and, you know, the quarterback they have back there is they're quite the duo.
From the 50 is where Marion will start this drive. Kale wants to pass, looking left side. It is complete to Doran. Doran picks up about 7 or 8 on the play, and it's going to bring up second and short now for the Patriots. He's knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Gage Lindsay coming over, making a play there.
Down to about the 42-yard line.
Gage is a 6'2", 15-pound sophomore, so you're seeing some younger guys in there.
Trips to the right side, and the handoff to Price. Price right up the middle, through the defenders, at the 20, almost broken. Now breaks a tackle there, finally pulled down from behind at the 13-yard line, and not the best tackling we've seen out of Mountain Home this season, as Price gets about an extra 10 or 12 after he was hit.
You know, he only had a little sliver to run through there, Brad, and you saw the kind of gain he got. He don't need much room. He's a shifty little back.
29-yard pickup on the play. Down to the 13-yard line. First down. Price goes in motion. They empty the backfield. Kale looks to the left side, away from the motion. The pass complete at the 9-yard line. Making the catch is DJ Johnson for Marion. A pickup of 4.
As soon as he caught that ball, Logan Walker was there to greet him. That was a great tackle. Breakdown by Logan.
Second and 6.
Boy, Marion likes to go fast, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They get those plays in and they run.
Trips to the right once again. Kale looking to his right, looks to the end zone, has a man, it's incomplete. They look for Webb on the back part of the end zone, and it's incomplete. Hit his hands.
They hit him right in the hands, just dropped it, yep. And he had a receiver short, wide open. Standing right over the goal line.
Yep, right there. So third down now for the Patriots at the 9-yard line. Kale working out of this pistol formation. Right, there's the man that was open last time at the 1. Makes the catch into the end zone for the touchdown. I believe that's Hunt again. Number 22, it is his second touchdown of the night.
Pass is complete.
Like we said, they like to go quick and fast.
Last one was 15 yards. This one goes for 9 yards. And Hunt had one touchdown catch in his first 5 games. He's picked up a couple in the first quarter here tonight.
To tip the extra point.
Extra point attempts now from Pieri. Sophomore, kicks as a freshman for him last year. High kick, and this one is no good. Missed it to the right. 4:24 left in the opening quarter. 13-3, Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
Around the clock, emergency specialists are on site at the state's only adult level 1 trauma center. We have the most qualified orthopedic doctors helping Arkansans stay active. People come from every state and more than 50 countries for expert cancer treatment. And we educate the next generation of medical professionals who will care for you and your family. We are UAMS, and we're here for a better state of health.
And now, More exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, 4:24 left in the opening quarter, 13-3. It's Marion with the lead. Pierre ready to kick off again. He will kick this one deep. It's a line drive kick. Bounces at the 10, picked up there by Logan Walker. Return up the near sideline across the 25 and down to about the 29-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start with their third possession of the night.
Pretty good return there, and now you wonder if you're going to see something outside of that double wing now that they've got a little bit more room to stretch it out.
Dawn was there for the Patriots.
I'll tell you what, we talked about it when it happened. We haven't talked about it since, though. Dylan Pausch, he got lit up on that onside kick last time. It's good to see him pop up and be okay.
Yes, it was, because it looked scary there for a minute.
Still in the double wing here for Mountain Home. Pope is in at fullback. He's going to get the handoff straight ahead. Makes it to the 31, and then he stood up and driven backwards from there. So about a 2-yard pickup on first down for Mountain Home. As we hit the 4-minute mark left in this opening quarter.
Rizal Rux there, linebacker, making a good play.
Scott was there for the Patriots.
Second and 8 here for Mountain Home. Pope still in at fullback. Hershberger gets it coming to the near side, and he's going to pick up a hard fought 2-yard gain. It took about three Patriots to bring him down, a gain of 2.
One thing I do love about this double wing, Brad, is when they were able to pull like that. You know, it's always nice to run back, see 2-3 of those big old boys out in front of you. But, you know, Marion just does a good job of playing on that.
Have good pursuit. They've got some speed out there, some of the athletes.
That they do. They float the football very well.
Second, make it third down. 3rd and 6 here for this Bomber offense from their own 33-yard line. And the misdirection play comes back to the near side. Well played by the front of that defense. Hershberger got the handoff, and he is going to be tackled by Johnny Nichols, a backup defensive end who made the play for a loss of 1.
7, actually.
Nichols, so 4th and 7 for Mountain Home, and Pausch will be in to punt for the first time this evening. It's Grays that's back deep for the Patriots. 2:35 left in the first
Pausch
period.
For the Bombers.
Bombers running that play clock down. They'll snap it with 4 on the play clock. The kick is away. Good, high, spiraling kick, bounces at the 33, bounces inside the 20, still rolling down to the 17-yard line, and Pausch gets away a beauty.
What a great kick and roll. I mean, just took a great Bomber roll there and good field position. We know they like to go fast and go in a hurry, so maybe this will help our defense out a little bit.
2:15 left in this opening quarter, and that's not only a good punt, but it turns the field over, too. It pushes Marion back and gives them obviously further to go, and the Bombers for the first time tonight go 3 and out. That was a 50-yard punt. So 2:15 left, first quarter action, 13-3. It's Marion with the lead. Kale, play action, pass complete across the middle. After the 25, the 30, the 35, and a first down for the Patriots.
Passes from
that was Hunt once again. Hunt had just 17 catches coming into the game tonight. He's already caught 3, 2 for touchdowns in this first quarter.
And Brody made a good play on the ball there. Just fell down for him.
19-yard pickup here. Slade Webb with a quick screen to the right side. He's into the secondary. Jukes him out of the 30. He's gone. Touchdown, Marion. Oh, my. What a move by Slade Webb. Wow. He left a Bomber defender juked out of his cleats at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, he did. He made that little outside cut and went inside. Boys fast.
Well, I tell you what, that adds a whole other dimension to this Marion ball club now that he's healthy and back playing from that broken collarbone.
Yep. Definitely gives them a better shot. I mean, what a player.
A 2-play, 83-yard drive for Marion. Here's the extra point, and Pierre has this one through this time. 147 left in the first quarter. It is now 20-3, Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Arkansas is entering its fourth deer season since the detection of chronic wasting disease. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is providing a new option for free CWD testing all season at CWD testing drop-off containers statewide. Chronic wasting disease testing drop-off container locations have been expanded to at least one per county across the state. To find a free and easy testing location near you, visit ArkansasCWD.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
147 left in this opening quarter. Sonny just telling us that Marion already with 212 yards of offense, and we're still in the first quarter.
Unbelievable.
They are putting on a show
yes,
here.
Yes, they are.
Pierre, another deep kick. This is going to bounce at the three and get into the end zone for the touchback.
They'll start first and 10 on their 20-yard line.
.147 left opening period. 20-3 Marion.
If you're the Bombers here, you kind of want to find the answer and kind of maybe speed your pace up a little bit and see if we can't get him a few more points on the board.
Let's see. They're still going to be in the double wing. Motion comes to the near side. The pulling guard ran into the quarterback and the running back. Hershberger breaks out of the pack. He's going to get positive yards on this out to about the 23-yard line. Boy, he made something out of nothing right there.
24-yard line.
That guard that was pulling got pushed back into the quarterback and running back and really caused a problem. Gain of three on the play.
Defensive line gets penetration like that. It can really blow some stuff up back there, but Hershberger's getting some points out or getting some yards out of nothing, really. Out of exploded play, really.
Second and seven here for the Bombers. 106 left in the opening quarter. A handoff straight ahead. I tell you, as soon as Tatum Beshears got the handoff, there were four white jerseys waiting to bring him down. It's a loss on the play. Looks like they're going to mark him at the 22, a loss of one.
Granger was there.
Boy, I tell you, Marion's getting some penetration up front.
Yes, they are. And they just got the box so loaded up that a little bit of penetration, they got him right there late on the second level.
Passing situation, they go with a five-man front. It's Tabor and a quarterback. He's going to complete the pass left side. His first pass attempt of the season is complete to Brody Patterson at about the 27. So fourth and three coming up here for this Mountain Home offense.
I like that call there, Brad. Brody shaking Patterson. Things up a little bit. Bring up throwing the ball out there.
Bombers, they're going to go for it.
3.5 yards to go.
Fourth down, they've got the offense on the field. Fourth and about three here from the 27 for this Mountain Home offense. Well, it's the end of the quarter, so now they'll have a chance to talk things over. At the end of one, it's Marion 20, Mountain Home 3. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!